You're listening to the audio production of Great Lives, Paul, A Man of Grace and Grit by Charles R. Swindoll, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wayne Campbell. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. Dedication. With enduring gratitude for the many who have mentored me during my formative years, I wish to dedicate this book to four of them who made significant contributions in areas of my greatest need. Richard Neame, now deceased, who taught me how to overcome stuttering so that I might speak in public without fear. Howie Hendricks, who taught me how to study the Bible and communicate its message so that I might accurately handle the word of truth. J. Dwight Pentecost, who taught me how to stand firm in hard times and trust God regardless, so that I might be a minister who finishes strong. Ray Steadman, now deceased, who taught me how to be real and enjoy the ministry, so that I might be a shepherd who encourages the sheep. As I look back and remember the things these mentors taught me, it occurs to me that it was more who they were than what they said that won my heart. Each one stands out in my mind as a man of grace and grit. Introduction. Paul, A Man of Grace and Grit. Several treasured biographies line the shelves of my personal library, some written a century or more ago. Though their pages have yellowed through time, their print painfully small, their paragraphs long, and their prose often flowing tediously across each page, like a band of faithful friends, these volumes stand ready to spring to my aid at a moment's notice. Each one offers a depth of insight into the lives of the great individuals about whom they report that inevitably rekindles my own passion for such straight-thinking courage and clarity of expression so rare in much of modern writing. To me, these books are of priceless value. Josiah Gilbert Holland's biographical work, The Life of Abraham Lincoln, is a classic example. Dated 1866, the year after the assassination of America's 16th president, this leather-bound jewel has been a source of much pleasure and inspiration for me through the years. In my opinion...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?